This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, July 9th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. This week's AgriPulse Newsmakers features Christy Seifert of the Farm Credit Council and Dan Bossy with Ag Resource Company. Seifert says there's some real financial pain in farm country today.
If you are a row crop producer, if you're a specialty crop producer in some cases, you are feeling the pinch. It's probably a pretty tough time for you from a crop price perspective, but also the crop input cost perspective. If you're a livestock producer, particularly a cattle producer, you're probably very happy to have cattle right now, but you probably have some animal health concerns.
Seifert says some commodities and some regions hurting worse than others.
If you're in cotton and rice country, you're really, really hurting. You want to see some relief. You want to see an improved farm safety net. It's not confined, though, to just those two crops. There are a number of others, depending on the portfolio mix, right? If a farmer has other crops but no livestock to provide some of that boost or diversification in their own income stream.
Seifert says farm supports and the reconciliation bill were long overdue.
Those improvements to Title I, the reference price boosts, the improvements in crop insurance, the improvements in the resource levels for trade promotion programs, all of those make a really big difference, I think, for farm country. I also think that those improvements combined with tax improvements, tax extensions, that clarity in tax policy post-2025, that is going to really be helpful for farmers moving forward.
Now Seifert says Congress needs to act to deliver other upgrades in farm programs.
Modernization of FSA loan limits, the direct and guaranteed loans in particular. We have lenders who tap into those FSA guaranteed loans for a variety of reasons, primarily helping farmers restructure. That's happening a good bit right now to just help ease their financial situation, ensure continued access to credit. You know, I think those limits need to reflect reality.
Ag Resource founder Dan Bossy says new crop corn and soybean prices have set new contract lows this week, partly on ideas of big crops this year and partly on fears of terrorist retaliation.
At the moment, I would tell you that I think it's a lot of speculation. There's too much uncertainty. As an economist, we're trying to get details. We love details and dialing down into what are the opportunities going forward. Today, there is that uncertainty, and I just can't get some solidarity around what U.S. exports will look like. So a little bit shooting in the dark in terms of looking at 25, 26 corn, soybean, and wheat exports, but I believe we'll get there maybe by the end of the year where I, as an economists will feel more comfortable. But today, just having the UK in our back pocket is not enough for me to feel comfortable in making some forecasts for the farm economy or for U.S. ag trade going forward.
Bossy says U.S. agriculture needs a resolution to trade issues.
Going forward, you know, I also believe that the U.S. farm economy needs to see some certainty. The livestock side of things is very optimistic. Protein demand looks very strong. But as we reach some roadblocks in terms of China and soybeans and some other things, we need to really kick that the grain exports up, because this season ahead we'll have competition from a record Brazilian crop. So again, the farmers giving the administration the time to get it right, though the administration may have to cut a check to them sometime later this year just to solidify farm income.
Bossy says a lower U.S. dollar should be helping exports, but it's not.
When I think about the weakening dollar, it should be a help to U.S. ag trade, and in particular should help step down on profitability in a country like, let's say, Brazil, where the real has been a constant weakening force and giving their producers down there the appetite to continue to expand. And the same with the Russian ruble, our two big competitors in agriculture.
AgriPulse Newsmakers is available now at www.agripulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Don't let farm labor costs eat away at food affordability. Freeze the skyrocketing adverse effect wage rate. Learn more at fb.org/labor. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.